When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reader's teaching Eddie about classic cinema. First assignment,
Spaceballs and the Naked Gun.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Nice, warm, sunny-ish morning to kickstart. Well, at least the sun is out, which is nice.
Yeah, a little bit of cloud out there. Yeah. Likely going to see some rain as the day goes on. Rain in the forecast today and tomorrow. I'm going to probably get a little bit of wet over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. So, but not too bad of a start to the morning, especially after we both had a bit of a busy weekend, which we'll be talking. You were in Swan River, of course. Mm-hmm. I was at St. Mary's for football night in Saskatchewan. Lots of cool stuff to highlight. I mean, I had some really fun times. I'm sure you had some great stuff there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're excited to talk about our experiences with you. So make sure to keep on listening.
Reader doesn't have a balcony, so he wants to use a smoker inside.
Just letting the landlord know.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Google apparently is gonna start bringing sounds or sound effects to your emojis.
Yeah.
So the thing is, it's currently in beta testing. So if you're like a Google beta tester, you can already go through it right now. But one of them is the fart noise with the poop emoji.
Ah. to class things up.
Oh, dude. That's hilarious. Apparently, there's six emojis. There's the clapping, laughing, crying, partying, the drum roll sound effect, and the poop emoji.
Yes.
So I think that'd be pretty funny, honestly, or just fun in general to be able to add sound effects to your emojis.
It'd be fun for the person sending it. Maybe not necessarily so fun for the person receiving it. You know, if you're in like a serious business meeting and you're just trying to discreetly check your text message and then all of a sudden, excuse me, that could be very awkward.
Like imagine you're in like the final round of a job interview and you forget you have your phone open with your text messages up and all of a sudden, and the person's looking at you like, what was that? Oh, it was just my friend. I swear to God, it was just my friend. He was texting me.
Or you're in that same job interview and you're waiting to find out if you got it and someone hits the drum roll emoji.
Oh my God. See, that.
I'm sorry. We've decided to go in another direction.
Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.
We both had a busy weekend wrap up, but I know you had quite a busy weekend out in Swan River.
Yes, I took a road trip Saturday out to Swan River. It was the 37th annual Swan Valley Sport Fishing Enhancement Banquet, membership supper. It was just a great time. It's always a lot of fun. It's one of the events that I always look forward to every year.
Yeah, because you go there every year because, well, not only is it fun and enjoyable, but you also be there. You're a master of ceremonies there.
Oh yeah, I was the roving MC. I had the mic just going around and reminding everybody, come play the games, check out the auction items, all that good stuff. Tell the crowd about the work that Swan Valley Sport Fish Enhancement does throughout the year, whether it's stocking lakes, improving trails and docks, you know, helping out in research projects, all that kind of stuff to make sure that, you know, residents of the Swan Valley get to enjoy the waterways and the outdoor pursuits like fishing. So it's a lot of fun to be there. Packed house. It was sold out.
I'm looking at those photos, man. Those tables, like barely an empty chair.
It was sold out, and the guys were saying that they could have sold more.
No kidding.
If they had the space to sell more tickets, they certainly could have. Of course, the meal, fantastic.
It looked so good, dude.
So good. It was one of those cases where I've got work to do. I can't eat too much or I'll just be sleepy all night if I'm not careful. So, yeah, a lot of fun. And a big thanks to everybody there. Todd and Dwayne and Holly and Cheryl and the Mats and Brock and everybody that helped put on the event. The Northern Resources crew that volunteered their time to create that fabulous feast for everybody. It was so much fun.
I saw you did a whole write-up about it, full of photos, videos. It looked really sweet, man. Displays, games, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, the games, there was the casting contest, the minnow scoop, that was a new one. Where
minnow scoop.
You had to try and scoop as many minnows up out of the little wading pool and put them in your container as possible. But it was a battle against time and against the disintegration of your little scoop. So it would go until you couldn't scoop anymore, right?
That's
so that
cool.
was kind of neat to watch. And then, of course, the minnow races. Everybody loves the minnow races. That's a crowd favorite. And, you know, as the evening goes on, everyone gets a little more interested in putting their bets down on the minnow races. So that's a lot of fun to watch that. And, no, it was just a really good time. Always happy to be out there and see everybody. The hospitality is second to none. It's always so much fun. Congrats to the winners of the boat raffle and the 50-50. The 50-50 winner took home over
$10,000. Damn, that was the half that they took?
Yeah, the whole pot total was a little over 20 grand. The winner took home just
good
over
Lord.
10. And, oh, no, it was so much fun. I also want to give out a shout out to a couple of young fellas by the name of Isaac and Henry. They were kind of hanging around. They'd come see me throughout the night, and they were wanting to help out drawing numbers for the games, and they were having fun playing the games and all that kind of stuff. And at one point in the evening, I was sitting there just writing some stuff down. They came up. They wanted to give me something.
Okay.
They gave me a nice fishing lure.
Oh!
Yeah. It was so nice. And, you know, I haven't been fishing in a long time, but I definitely want to get out and make sure that I try that out.
That's a cute looking fishing lure. I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah. So thank you to Isaac and Henry for giving me that. That was very awesome of you guys. Very cool. Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody out in Swan River involved with Swan Valley Sport Fishing Enhancement. So much fun. Already looking forward to doing it again next year.
Fox FM's Reader has 5 nieces and a nephew.
Uncle time is the best time.
More hits, more favorites.
Now, while you had your busy weekend in Swan River, I had a busy weekend here in Yorkton at football night in Saskatchewan happening St. Mary's on Saturday.
Yes, how was that? I saw some pictures of it.
Yeah, it was sweet, man. Also a full house. It was jam-packed, and it was super cool. It's so cool as well, though, like half the people wearing Riders jerseys, half the people are wearing semi-formal attire. It's actually really cool. Me and our sports director, Benny Walchuk, we were there together. We stopped by, said hi to a couple of people that we knew, and the night kicked off, starting, of course, at St. Mary's, so we had food,
mm-hmm.
and that was good as always, fantastic as always. And then, of course, we had a couple of keynote speakers. We had Noah Zare going on.
Langenberg's own.
Yeah, and it was really cool. He told his story of how he got into football and his time moving over into Hamilton and then transitioning into the Rough Riders as well. So we got to hear his full story and behind the scenes of what it's like to be in the CFL.
Very cool.
And then former Terriers coach Don Chesney got to chat.
There are a few people who tell a story quite like Don Chesney.
He was great. And, you know, I'm still relatively new to Saskatchewan, but seeing so many people here personally know Don. Like, Benny was telling me, he was hearing Don tell his stories. He's like, yeah, I was actually there when that happened.
Yeah.
It's like, holy smokes.
That's
like,
cool.
It's really cool just how much of a personal touch people have to him. So it was pretty sweet. Lots of silent auction. Some jerseys were being auctioned off, signed by Noah. There was raffles and live auction as well.
Yorkton Gritter cheerleaders. Actually, the team performed there as well.
They did a fantastic job.
Yeah, all that jazz played Yeah. Kind of the cocktail hour before everything got going.
Absolutely.
Noah's dad, Rob, singing with the band.
Fantastic yeah. voice, by the way. Also want to just give a big shout out to Darcy Zaharia and also Robbie Sharp, you know, part of the Yorkton Minor football, helping getting it organized. Of course, the funds raised do go towards Yorkton Minor football to help those play, you know?
Yeah, football season be ramping up here right away. Now the snow is gone. Spring is here. It's time to start thinking football.
Absolutely. I'll be making a whole write-up about my experience, but hey, if you ended up going on Saturday, let me know what you thought. How was it? Give us a call or a text at 306-783-3699 and feel free to share photos and videos.
Eddie Q is glad to have Reader in the mornings. He can reach for the tall stuff that Eddie can't.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Just wanted to let you know that make sure to keep listening sometime this morning as Jenny Ogilvy, Canada's unconventional medium, will be performing at the Painted Ink Casino May 16th. And sometime this morning, we'll be giving away tickets.
Yes, make sure you keep your ears open if you are looking to score some tickets to go and check that out. If you are someone who is into the work of the mediums and all that, this mm-hmm. is a great opportunity to check it out. And again, yeah, just be listening. You never know when we might throw out that cue to call.
Good morning, Fox FM. This is Eddie Q and Reader.
Good morning. This is Robin.
Hi. How you doing today, Robin?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
That's good. Where are you calling from?
Just Yorkton.
Ah.
So you're calling because you want to go and see Jenny Ogilvy, the psychic medium. At yes. the Painted Hand Casino?
Absolutely, yes.
Have you ever been to see a medium in person before?
No.
Ah, I neither have I. I've always kind of wondered just how it works. And I mean,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a different realm that I have no experience with.
Right.
I don't either, but I'm willing to give her a try.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the thing. She's in her description, she says she welcomes believers and skeptics. So, Robin, for being the first person to call us, which was pretty quick, actually, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to go and see her live.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Congratulations on winning those tickets, and I hope you have
Thank
a fantastic
you so much.
Shot. Well, just want to give, again, a congratulations to Robin Gall for winning a pair of tickets to go and see Jenny Ogilvy live at the Painted Ink Casino Thursday, May 16th.
Yes, indeed. And Jenny described as an engaging, down-to-earth, and no-nonsense psychic medium. She's often called the comedian medium.
Yeah.
Yeah, she strives to give you a new, engaging look on life, death, and everything in between.
So it's cool. It's going to be like a whole show overall. It's going to make you laugh, cry, and a few other fun stuff as well. So make sure to grab yourself some tickets. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7.
Readers always dreamed of playing in the NBA.
Maybe the Raptors' secret weapon could be a short middle-aged point guard from the prairies? Maybe, or maybe not.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader on More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. We got a special guest with us in the studio today with the Yorkton Exhibition Association. We got Barb Whitus. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, my goodness. It's hard to believe we're just shy of 2 months away from the summer fair.
That's right. Weather's nice outside. Yeah. Time to start thinking about summer
yeah.
fair.
All those fun outdoor activities. And, of course, that's a real highlight of the summer every year.
It is. It's over 140 years of the summer fair at the Yorkton Exhibition, and tickets go on sale today.
Yeah, advance tickets, so you can get them at the discount versus, getting it at the gate the day of. And they're going on, the advance tickets are up until June 30th, correct?
That's right. So there's lots of time to get your tickets, but they're huge savings. Mm-hmm. So make sure you take advantage of that, and you can get them here at the Yorkton Exhibition office or at any Legacy Co-op location in Yorkton, Kamsack, and Churchbridge.
And if you get your tickets early, that means you have more money in your pocket to spend at the fair to get the food and ride the rides and do all that fun stuff.
That's right, exactly. We've got a ton of food vendors coming. You can play some games, and the entertainment's off the charts this year.
And this summer fair is running July 3rd to the 6th, with every day having something a little bit different. So what can you say about what's going on during those days?
Well, there's a lot going on, so we'll try to touch on some of the highlights, I guess. So Yorkton Tribal Council has partnered as our presenting sponsor of the fair again this year, and we kick things off on Wednesday with our Seniors Day. Seniors get into the grounds for just $5 until 4 o'clock, and we have our Seniors Tea. Of course, we have the Eastern Professional Chariot and Chuck Wagon Races back for 3 days. We have a trade show, petting zoo, reptile show, dinosaur show, farm fairies. We also have Global FMX Motorcycle Thrill Show and the Extreme Dog Stunt Show. Then we head into Thursday, which is the Legacy Co-op Kids Club Kiddies Day. So we start things off with the Kiddies Day Parade, and then we start our Light Horse Show throughout the day. And Thursday night, we welcome Jake Vaudlin to the Legacy Co-op main stage. So that'll be exciting. Saskatchewan artist. Mm-hmm. Friday is the Kinsmen Club of Yorkton's Family Day. And again, last day of Chariots and Chucks, so you want to take that in. And on our main stage is Creedence Clearwater Remembered. Yeah. So a tribute to CCR.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah. We're really excited about that. Saturday is the Painted-Tan Casino in Sega Parade, and our theme this year is celebrating 150 years on Treaty 4. So get your floats ready. We want to reach out to the community to participate in the parade. Of course, we have our exciting demo derby on on Saturday.
Smash 'em
up. And then we wrap the evening up with the Leathers and Lace live show, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty and the Eagles, and also the Icons of Rock. So that's just an awesome show. And of course, our spectacular fireworks display just sort of wrap the week up.
The icing on the cake.
It's that's
huge.
For sure.
It's every year I try going to the fair, and it's amazing seeing the amount of work, whether it's the rides, the displays, the shows in the evening. The fireworks display is always fantastic. And it's great now that people can get their advance tickets.
Yeah, I know Eddie's excited to see the motocross come.
Yeah, they were here a couple of years ago, and me and a buddy went and saw it. It was one of the most cool things ever, because then afterwards there was some live performances. It was just a great night overall, and that's what the fair is about. It's summertime, you know, and that's what people are excited for.
Gets people together and just come together, have some fun.
That's right. Bring your family, all family-friendly entertainment, and like we said, delicious fair. Food, midway games. There's just so much to see and do.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention, Barb?
Well, for more information, you can go to the Yorkton Exhibition website at yorktonexhibition.com or call our office at 306-783-4800.
Oh, it's going to be huge. The Yorkton Exhibition Summer Fair, July 3rd to the 6th. Advance tickets on sale now.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Barb, to talk all about it.
Thank you, guys.
Daft Punk. I'm up all night to get lucky. The Black Keys. Outkast. The White Stripes. Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader are just like those famous duos, but without the musical talent.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Last week on Fox FM, we were talking about songs that we remember from our childhood TV shows.
Yeah, not necessarily the theme songs for shows, per se, but, you know, just songs that showed up during the course of the shows, during, like, memorable scenes or things that always...
Yeah, you remember it.
You remember it.
And we got quite a lot of answers from you guys on our Facebook page, by the way. So this one was a pretty popular one. The pinball count one.
From Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Oh, yeah. I was just playing that for you because you weren't familiar with that one.
No. Another one. This one I remembered from Dustin. Skinner Rinky Dinky Doo. I remember that song.
Sharon, Lois, and Bram. Yes. The song That Never Ends was another one that Dustin mentioned.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Rana mentioned another one from Sesame Street, the Ladybug Picnic as well.
Mm-hmm.
Rana also said that Let the Sun Shine In from Pebbles and Bam Bam on the Flintstones.
I didn't remember that one, even though I watched that show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Quite a lot of different answers from you guys.
Tara also said the Sandwiches song from Fred Penner. Which,
yes.
That's a banger. I still break that one out when I'm crushing a few sandwiches sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, even thinking back, there's still some songs that I'm still remembering from my childhood.
Ones that popped into our heads after we were talking about it before. I know one that I thought of, and it just all of a sudden exploded into my head. And I'm like, why didn't I think of this one? Because one of the shows that I loved growing up, Degrassi Junior High, and there was a song that was going to take Joey Wheels and Snake to the top of the charts, make them international superstars. It didn't quite work out that way, but you know what? The Zit Remedy, they did have one big hit.
Everybody wants something.
Oh my gosh.
The money. I never give up.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, the Zit Remedy, later the Zits.
I was thinking of a couple. Lazy Town was a show from my childhood. You Are a Pirate's on there, Cooking by a Book. We Are Number One. But I was thinking more of the Wiggles when I was younger.
Okay.
Fruit salad. Ah, dude. Yum. I remember this song.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody knows this song. Even if you're like 50 years old, you know Fruit Salad by the Wiggles.
Oh, I tell you, this is the first time I'd ever heard it.
Never mind that.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh yeah!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Football night in Saskatchewan happened over the weekend. As you know, I was there. It was a fantastic time. And while we are celebrating football as the season is starting to get underway, Rider single game tickets are also on sale right now. So if you want to start getting into seeing some Riders games, Mosaic Stadium, go to riderville.com and grab your tickets.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.